AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be clouds and sun, maybe some afternoon thunderstorm activity. High today of about 77 degrees. Temperatures around southeast Wisconsin at this hour under partly cloudy conditions for the most part in many locations. We start things out in Kenosha, where the reading is 65 degrees. In Burlington, temperature reading is at 64. Milwaukee, some fog reported, 65 at this hour. And some fog in the Racine area, it's also 64 degrees. Tragic story out of Milwaukee early this morning, 91st and North Swan, northwest side of the city. A couple of children died in a house fire. They were found on the second floor of that residence. Heavy fire reported from the first floor with the arrival of the first crews. A mother and infant said to have escaped initially. The Red Cross brought in to help those members. The investigation goes on into this week's shooting death of that Fox Lake, Illinois police lieutenant. A gun has been recovered. It might be the murder weapon. Nothing confirmed at this point, and there may be some video that has some clues to maybe finding the three suspects in this case.
Lake County Major Crimes Task Force Commander George Falinko says they have obtained surveillance video from a private residence that could contain evidence to help capture three men thought responsible for the shooting death of Fox Lake Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz.
They're high-definition systems. And at times in some of the investigations that I've been involved in, we've actually gotten better video from private entities as opposed to businesses.
Falinko says the video has been turned over to the Department of Homeland Security for processing. Lieutenant Glinowitz was shot and killed Tuesday as he was chasing three suspicious people. I'm Nick Gale.
In Milwaukee, the police proposal for the department to use body cameras discussed in front of the Fire and Police Commission last night. It includes having the officers with the discretion to shut the cameras off if a victim or witness does not want to be recorded giving a statement. The department also performed a demonstration for members of the commission, that meeting coming after Mayor Tom Barrett announced last weekend he wanted all uniformed patrol officers outfitted with the cameras by the end of next year. The recent deaths of a couple of police officers, well, Governor Scott Walker, who's out on the presidential campaign trail, he's putting some of the blame for that on President Obama.
In a column for the conservative website Hot Air, the GOP White House hopeful calls Obama a divider-in-chief and says we've seen a rise in anti-police rhetoric during his nearly 7 years in office. Walker argues racial tensions have grown and law enforcement is often used as a scapegoat. He cited the ambush shooting of a Texas sheriff's deputy last Friday, along with the death of an Illinois police officer earlier this week, as examples of how the inflammatory rhetoric has put the safety of officers at risk. Despite the recent high-profile shootings, an analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel found gun-related deaths of police officers are actually down 13% this year, compared to the same time period in 2014. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man from Caledonia accused of being under the influence when his vehicle struck and killed a teenager who was walking on a road last month pleads not guilty. 34-year-old Thomas Maisman waiving his preliminary hearing on the charges of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and the use of a controlled substance. Investigators say Maisman admitted drinking, smoking marijuana, and taking Xanax prior to the accident that took the life of 13-year-old Sarah Drayson. He'll be back in court October the 9th. Southbound I-94, all the lanes were closed for a time at 7 Mile Road in Racine County at the border with Milwaukee County. It was a traffic accident that occurred earlier this morning. Things got opened up before 6 o'clock or so this morning. No major injuries reported with that accident. Road construction crews are going to be pulling back those orange barrels out on most of the highway projects at noon today. That should make things a little bit easier for folks going out over the Labor Day weekend, but it's not going to be clear sailing everywhere, according to Don Groyle, who's with the Wisconsin DOT.
There's still lane shifts. You have to be careful going through the construction zones. We got construction all over the state this year. It seems to be dispersed quite well. And so wherever you go, you can go to 511, our internet information, to see where the lane closures and lane restrictions are.
Peak travel periods expected, of course, to be later today and again on Monday. Improperly discarded smoking materials ignited sawdust. That spread flames to the shed at Lighthouse Communications at 1652 North Main Street in Racine Thursday night. And then some overhead power lines got caught up in all of this. It damaged the main building as well. First arriving fire crews from Racine had that fire out fairly quick. Then they had to go checking for the extension. The business itself incurred about $3,000 worth worth of damage, the radiant heat mainly, and there was about $1,500 damage to a shed. And a pile of mostly recyclables caught fire inside of a truck owned by Waste Management. The driver dumping it into the parking lot near Memorial Drive and Phillips Avenue. Fire department was out on a call from the 16th Street station, so he had to find a place to get rid of it. Public Works from the city of Racine brought in a front-end loader, spread out the trash just to make sure there were no hot spots with it, and the company's going to be charged for that. 4th District Racine Alderman Jim Kaplan went home from Tuesday night's Common Council meeting because he reportedly wasn't feeling good and was not around when reconsideration of a denied rezoning vote for the CVS project, of which he is a supporter, was brought up by Council President Dennis Weiser under a suspension of the rules without objection. Final vote ended up with Mayor John Dickert breaking a 7-7 tie with his no decision. Alderman Kaplan, though believing the procedure leading up to that vote was improper, requesting the district attorney's office to investigate. This was Alderman Weiser at the council meeting talking about his motion to take up the issue again without objection.
It's 15-00785, communication from the alderman of the 12th district requesting an agenda item to rescind the vote on property of Washington and Ohio. The public came expecting a vote. Some of the aldermen are expecting a vote. I think we should take the vote at this time.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur at one point asked why the item was being considered, to which Mayor John Dickert explained that no one objected to Council President Weiser's motion.
So he's bringing the item up right now, which is his right to do.
Since he knew one alderman left, right?
Well, Alderman, he brought up an item. Alderman Kaplan told me earlier that he was not feeling well. He's not sure how long he was going to stay.
So
I'm sorry, but I'm following the order of the council, and the president just asked for the item to come up.
After the vote, Alderman Mike Shields verbally laid into the mayor about misusing his power and Robert's rules to conduct the meeting, including on the number of times that aldermen can speak, even though the general rule is twice, audio of the meeting clearly indicating what happened Tuesday night. D.A. Rich Schepetti, as he has done with past political complaints, referred the matter to the Sheriff's Department, which is now investigating. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin got a close-hand look at what the city of Racine's leadership wants to do with redeveloping the Root River Corridor and the highly complex plan called RootWorks, touring the Machinery Row site, which could be helped by her waterfront revitalization bill. She says it basically gives communities with solid waterfront development planning a leg up on securing needed grants and other help to help make them become a reality.
We have a lot of great experts, but they're dispersed in the Department of Commerce, the Department of Ag, the EPA, the Department of Interior, the Department of Transportation. Let's make sure that they're providing the counsel to communities who are struggling to create their 21st century waterfront vision, and allow them to use those resources and best practices so not every community has to reinvent the wheel. Or the water wheel.
Senator Baldwin joined in a one-hour tour of the Machinery Row site within the RootWorks area by Representative Corey Mason, Mayor John Dickert, and Council President Dennis Weiser. And the new fall semester beginning next week for students attending Carthage College in Kenosha, with many to be going to classes in the newly completed $43 million Science Center. An official ribbon-cutting ceremony and dedication is going to be held October 2nd during Homecoming Week. Completion of the building has increased classroom and laboratory space by 40%. Project included major renovation of the David A. Strauss Center for the National and Social Sciences, plus a new 35,000-square-foot wing. WRJN.com is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast and podcast form whenever you want. Just go to the local news section at WRJN News to get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.